Is this the table, he asked Richard in a low voice, where you found the note about the salt cellar? Yes, said Richard, standing and coming over, tucked into this book. He picked up the guide to the Greek islands and flipped through it. Yes, yes, of course, said Dirk impatiently. We know about all that. I'm just interested that this was the table. He ran his fingers along its edge, curiously. If you think it was some sort of prior collaboration between Reg and the girl, Richard said, then I must say that I don't think it possibly can have been. Of course it wasn't, said Dirk testily. I would have thought that was perfectly clear. Richard shrugged in an effort not to get angry and put the book back down again. Well, it's an odd coincidence that the book should have been... Odd coincidence, snorted Dirk. Ha! We shall see how much of a coincidence. We shall see exactly how odd it was. I would like you, Richard, to ask our friend how he performed the trick. I thought you said you already knew. I do, said Dirk airily. I would like to hear it confirmed. Oh, I see, said Richard. Yes, that's rather easy, isn't it? Get him to explain it and then say, yes, that's exactly what I thought it was. Very good, Dirk. Have we come all the way up here in order to have him explain how he did a conjuring trick? I think I must be mad. Dirk bridled at this. Please do as I ask, he snapped angrily. You saw him do the trick. You must ask how he did it. Believe me, there is an astounding trick hidden within it. I know it, but I want you to hear it from him. He spun round as Reg re-entered, bearing a tray, which he carried round the sofa and put on the low coffee table that sat in front of the fire. "Professor Chronotis," said Dirk. "Reg," said Reg, "please." "Very well," said Dirk. "Reg." "Sieve!" exclaimed Reg. "What?" "Thing you drain rice in. A sieve. I was trying to remember the word, though I forget now the reason why. No matter. Dirk, dear fellow, you look as if you were about to explode about something. Why don't you sit down and make yourself comfortable?" "Thank you, no, I would rather feel free to pace up and down fretfully, if I may. Reg." He turned to face him square on and raised a single finger. "I must tell you," he said, "that I know your secret." "Ah, yes, do you indeed," mumbled Reg, looking down awkwardly and fiddling with the cups and teapot. "I see." The cups rattled violently as he moved them. "Yes, I was afraid of that. And there are some questions that we would like to ask you. I must tell you that I await the answers with the very greatest apprehension." "Indeed, indeed," Reg muttered. "Well, perhaps it is at last time. I hardly know myself what to make of recent events, and am fearful myself. Very well, ask what you will." He looked up sharply, his eyes glittering. Dirk nodded curtly at Richard, turned and started to pace, glaring at the floor. Said Richard, "well, I'd be interested to know... how you did the conjuring trick with the salt cellar last night?" Reg seemed surprised and rather confused by the question. "The conjuring trick," he said. "Yes," said Richard, "the conjuring trick." Said Reg, taken aback. "Well, the conjuring part of it, I'm not sure I should. Magic circle rules, you know, very strict about revealing these secrets, very strict. Impressive trick, though, don't you think?" he added slyly. "Well, yes," said Richard. It seemed very natural at the time, but now that I think about it, I have to admit that it was a bit dumbfounding." "Ah, well," said Reg, it's skill, you see, practice, make it look natural." "It did look very natural," continued Richard, feeling his way. I was quite taken in." "You liked it?" "It was very impressive." Dirk was getting a little impatient. He shot a look to that effect at Richard. "And I can quite see," said Richard firmly, "why it's impossible for you to tell me. I was just interested, that's all. Sorry I asked."